Welcome to episode 3 of Life Leaning with Dan Smith. Today, we're going to talk about margin. Margin is so important for us to have. What is margin? Margin is the space that we create. And it could be the space in our lives that we can take breath of fresh air and just breathe in, relax, chill. In the church world, we call it the Sabbath, where we kind of slow things down and we put off work and doing stuff and we rest and we relax. We experience God in a powerful way. Margin could also be had in the business world or in your finances, where you create margin specifically so that you're not strapped. You're not always working paycheck to paycheck. But today in this particular episode, when I'm talking about margin, I want to dive into a myth. And that is the myth of life balance. Here's what I'm thinking, and here's what I'm going to talk about. You've heard the phrase work-life balance. And can I tell you something? It really doesn't exist. As hard as people try to make it happen, it doesn't really exist. Work-life balance. Here's what I mean. There's really priorities, and then there's stuff that we just kind of throw in there. And we're so good at that. And honestly, I think a lot of times in life, most of us don't struggle with choosing what's right or wrong in our daily lives. What we really struggle with is choosing the great things over just the good things. And here's what I mean. We struggle with establishing and keeping our priorities. Gale Sayers, who was a phenomenal football player for the Chicago Bears for so many years. You've probably heard about his story. If you haven't, check it out. It's amazing. Gale Sayers died earlier this year. And I remember when I was a kid, I read his book called I Am Third. And it told the story of him and one of his great friends on the football field. And it's even a movie, I think, called Brian's Song. So check it out. But I love Gale Sayers, this particular quote from Gale Sayers. He said, "God is first, my friends and family are second, and I am third." Listen to that. That's priorities. It's not choosing what's right or wrong. It's not like work-life balance. No. It's really establishing this is what matters the most. And you got to create margin for what matters the most. God is first, my family and friends are second, and I am third. And when I think about that phrase, work-life balance, what we're really saying is, man, our work life and our to-do and maybe what we're doing to make a living, man, we're gonna inch that up to be higher than our family and our kids. We're gonna put that first in our lives, and we're even gonna put it higher than maybe even God himself. Like, God is on our list, but maybe he's not actually at the top of our list. So people, we often struggle not with choosing what's right or wrong. We struggle with choosing the great things over the good things. And there are so many good things that are vying for our attention. There are so many good things that are distracting us from the great things. So you and I have to make a decision. We have to make a decision on what our absolute priorities are going to be, because we have to have margin to make sure we are paying attention to the things that matter most. Our relationship with God, our relationship with our spouses, our husband or our wives, making sure we're having date night on a regular basis, that we're getting away with our spouses. Man, I can even tell you that one of the hardest things in marriage is to actually put your spouse first, even above your kids. Man, as a guy in ministry, I've seen so many families, and even just in life, I've had friends that I've grown up with, and man, they got all the way through school, graduated college. And then after their parents have been together for 25, 30 years, they hang it up because they forgot to put things in priority. Man, your kids are a good thing. As a matter of fact, I would put them in the great thing category. However, they're not as great as your relationship with your wife or your relationship with your husband. They're not as important as your relationship with God. As a matter of fact, They'll experience a great life because those things are made to be first. And so we're talking about margin. We're talking about the myth of balance. And really, it's about prioritization and creating margin, creating space to make sure you have what's first and what matters most, that you give it the most attention. Man, we are so glad that you joined us for this episode of Life Lean In. And here's the deal. If you enjoyed this, go ahead and go and subscribe to our YouTube channel to check this out on a regular basis. And if you benefited from this, man, share it with someone else. You never know who can benefit from a little encouragement from just a few moments as we lean in and discuss life together. So remember, you don't have to be perfect. We're all in progress. So never stop growing. Never stop learning, and keep leaning in.